Good morning. The Whip Wake Up Show coming up on 13 before 6, 55 degrees. We'll have your chance to win in Tuesday trivia 2 hours from now. But first on First Thoughts, headline expert gives tips on energy-boosting foods. We could all use that. A health expert is weighing in on food advice when it comes to boosting energy for the day. Beth Zeroni, a dietitian at the Cleveland Clinic, says for energy, it's best to have a mix of carbs, proteins, and healthy fats.
You want to just make sure, again, that if you're having any type of carbohydrate, that it's a whole grain, it's a higher fiber option. You want to avoid any of those quick fix that's going to raise your blood sugar quickly and then crash it down.
Zeroni recommends not going for more than 3 or 4 hours between a meal or snack.
One of the biggest things I think that people forget is that you need to fuel your body. So you need to eat, you know, consistently throughout the day. Our bodies do best when they know it, when they're being fed.
So that kind of, you know, flies in the face of the usual, like the three meals, right? And maybe it is okay to grab a little something in between. What else does she say? Zeroni recommends sticking with whole foods such as fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, whole grains, eggs, chicken, and fish. She also recommends not going. We told you that. She is urging folks to avoid highly processed foods, foods high in sugar and sweetened drinks, because she says the energy boost will feel short-lived and you can wind up tired. Today in history, give you three items. In 1884, the Ringling Brothers opened their first circus. In 1994... former First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis died on this day at the age of 64. She was married 3 times. And one of the quotes I remember from her is, if I can remember this. Of course, JFK was assassinated November 22nd, 1963. She was married a second and then a third time to Mr. Onassis. I think she said, the first time you marry for love, the second time you marry for money, and the third time you marry for friendship. Her quote, not mine. And finally, in 2018, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle exchanged marriage vows at Windsor Castle in the United Kingdom 8 years ago today. And finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love, today titled, God Uses Our Failures to Disarm Our Pride. Isn't that the truth? Proverbs 28:13 says, whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Goff says, you're never as good as your greatest success, and you're never as bad as your worst failure. Underline that one, please. He says, that's something I tell students on their first day at the law school where I've been teaching for almost a decade. When everything is going your way, it's easy to strut. When everything is crumbling, it's easy to think you're a loser. What I'm getting at is this. Our identity is not anchored to our best or our worst moments. We lie between them. A big theme that immediately develops when we follow Jesus is the need to start living by a different set of rules. The world says the more money you have, the more important or powerful you are. Boy, does the world buy into that, huh? But boy, we got to be careful as the church not to, follow suit, right? Goff says, God says the more money you have, the harder it is to be like Jesus. Why? Because money gives you options and independence, and God is inviting you to become more dependent on him and have less confidence in what you own. The world says the more followers or fans you have, the more popular you are. But God says if you want to be popular with him, you'll stay close to the lowly in heart where he is. Bob Goff says Jesus was drawn to the people who couldn't seem to get it together. He's crazy about the ones who are killing it too, but often they just don't feel as desperate for him. For most of us, there'll be a time when this all changes. Something will happen that makes what we put our faith in, other than God, fall like a house of cards. Each of us will experience a defining moment that'll shape our faith if we'll let it. Goff says, I think God uses our failures to disarm our pride. He meets us in the wreckage and he makes us more humble. If you're riding high on a run of fortunate events, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. If you're getting battered by a run of unfortunate events, remember that you're in good company. Today's question, what past failure has taught you about humility and dependence. And today's number is 32. That is the percentage of 18 to 34-year-olds who say they can't make spaghetti. All right, listen. Guys and gals, it's not that tough. It's really not. Even I could do it. So again, boil the water, get the noodles in, take care of the meat, get yourself a little sauce. You've made spaghetti. You're going to want some garlic bread too, though. A little Parmesan cheese. Promise of the day we shared after our birthdays largely today. We welcome your celebrations, whip.com/celebrations. And then at the end of the month, which the last weekday show, May 29th, we'll have a big drawing, a couple of drawings for $25 gift certificates from Jim Bob's Pizza Market on the River in Chippewa Falls. That's a great deal. But then the big kahuna drawing for $50 from Jim Bob's and Mainstream Boutique and so much more beyond that. Check it out at whip.com/celebrations. Okay? Birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, whatever you're celebrating. People are letting us know. More and more of you are taking part. You're getting a hang of it. All right, yeah, what is the devotion that Barry Adams has in mind today? It's from Proverbs 19:17. I will repay those who are kind to the poor. Barry says, in yesterday's promise, we discussed how God says he won't forget all the love that you have shown him by loving others. In today's promise, King Solomon writes that God promises to repay us when we give to the poor. This scripture actually states that when we give to those who are needy, we're lending to the Lord. I can't think of a better person to have a business transaction with than our God and Father, says Barry. Says there's an old saying that says we can never outgive God. And Barry's prayer today is that each and every one of us would see the incredible blessing there is for us when we're merciful to others, just like our Heavenly Father's merciful to us. The whole point is not to give others, is not to give to others to get from the Lord, as we'll often hear in the church, but it is such a wonderful thought that God sees our gifts to the poor as investments in Him, and He promises to repay all that we sow in this life. And so Barry wraps up by saying, may each of us embrace the joy of giving to those less fortunate around us, for we know that God loves a cheerful giver. May His dividends to you far outweigh your generosity. As Paul the Apostle exhorts us in 2 Corinthians 9:7-8, let each person give according as they have determined in their heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you, always having all sufficiency in everything, may abound to every good work. It's the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Makes me think of how generous y'all were with the Single Mom Saturday earlier in last month. And again, our business sponsors, we were grateful for all of them, but it came in to be a lower number, and yet we took it to a way bigger number, over 25,000, bigger and better than we ever had for those single moms and that fund at Bloomer Tire Center, all 10 of them and their kids with that vehicle repair fund. So again, a month later, thank you.
And a drive to right. This ball is hammered way back and gone. A three-run shot for Bowers, and the Brewers have put up a snowman at Wrigley.
Jeff Levering on Brewers TV last night as the Brewers began their series with a win at Wrigley, beating the Chicago Cubs 9-3.
All right, the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB on this Tuesday morning, 51 degrees.
Headline, 2/3 of U.S. doctors consult AI for advice. How do we feel about that?
Yeah, wow. Around 650,000 physicians in the U.S., equating to 2/3 of the nation's docs, now use the AI chatbot Open Evidence to assist in patient care decisions.
In April alone, Open Evidence, this AI chatbot, was used in nearly 30 million clinical interactions.
To use Open Evidence, doctors must provide a national provider identifier known as an NPI to access the free ad-supported service, which relies on content from leading medical journals.
Which is probably good because enough people self-diagnose themselves with like terminal illnesses just using WebMD, so they probably don't need an AI thing for that as well, too. A reporter for NBC News said that an unpublished study found Open Evidence got the right answer fewer than 45 times out of 100 on tougher medical questions.
Yeah, that's not good.
So, I mean, yeah, how do we feel about this? Uneasy? Nervous? I mean, you consult it. AI can be a powerful, powerful tool, but let's not use it too much as a crutch.
If it, you know, if it was gathering the information from the journals, you figured maybe the doctors don't have the time to read all that. So I was thinking that would help.
Just kind of aggregate things too.
That last part of the story was more concerning.
Slightly. So, you know what? It's a tool. It's a resource, but it's not a be-all, end-all. Think about that with finals and such too, kids, for school. Use your brains. Work hard. You'll be all right.
Having said that, our top two stories in our news and nuggets this morning is about AI. So there you go.
There you go. It's everywhere.
It is. All right. We're not going to make you wait. We're going to tell you what the prize is. I've even got a drum roll because it's a big prize. We've got a prize, a special prize for the Tuesday trivia this morning. And Caleb is here to tell us what it is.
It's a pair of full event One Fest tickets courtesy of Badger Steel in Rice Lake. Thank you to Stu and the crew for sponsoring this giveaway. They're one of our great One Fest promotion and coverage sponsors. And yeah, thanks to Badger Steel, a pair of One Fest tickets being given away possibly this morning if Tuesday Trivia gets solved on a Tuesday.
Nothing against other prizes that we give away, but wow, that is a huge prize right away here in May. It's not too often we've given away a pair of One Fest tickets in May. We're going to do it today. Badger Steel, at least make them available. We'll find out if people
can we get a winner today? It starts with your participation.
New music from our music director, Greg Stewart. Yveth Luna, love her stuff. This is Making Waves, making its WIB debut right now.
I woke up feeling grateful with the sun in my eyes. Reminded of your faithfulness in my life. I looked at my worries and I said goodbye. I'm done with the doubt, don't need a question why. 'Cause I got a friend who's with me every time. Every time. You're making waves when all I know is waiting in the wilderness. Take me to places I would never go, but I know you know best. Doing things only you could, and it's always for my good. I see where you led me, I know where you'll get me, so I'll give you praise. 'Cause you're making waves. Yeah, you're making waves.
Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, We Are Family. What a great prize in store for you, courtesy of Stu and the crew at Badger Steel in Rice Lake. We're giving away a pair of One Fest tickets. These are full event One Fest tickets with parking as well. You and a guest going to One Fest thanks to Badger Steel. But you have to solve this, 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. 1 in 5 people say this causes them stress. 1 in 5 people say what causes them stress. 715-723-2555 for a chance to win a pair of full event tickets to One Fest, courtesy of Badger Steel in Rice Lake.
All right, to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Nathan.
Nathan?
No, Jay. Put it
called.
Jay. Oh, there you go. Jay. Jay's from Ladysmith, right?
Yeah, Jay and Ladysmith. All right, go ahead, Jay.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe
it could be smoking. Does smoking cause people stress? 1 in 5 people say smoking causes them stress.
It could be, but that is not the right answer. Thank you, Jay. Batting leadoff today. Not afraid to be the trailblazer. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron, Fall Creek.
Yeah, hey, Ron.
And I'm guessing relatives.
Relatives. 1 in 5 people say this causes them stress. Is it relatives?
He's not sticking with the stereotype and singling out a particular relative. He's just saying relatives.
Just relatives in general.
No, that's not it, though, Ron. Thanks.
Thank you, Ron.
723-2555 for a pair of One Fest tickets, courtesy of Badger Steel and Rice Lake. What causes stress? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Holly from Eau Claire.
Yeah.
What do you think, Holly?
Is it red lights?
Is it red lights? You always hit the wrong ones, and it's always when you left the house late.
I get it. Right. I'm not a big fan. Not a big fan. You want to get going where you're going, right?
Is it red lights?
It is not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Holly. 715-723-2555. 1 in 5 people say what causes them stress.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Trinity from Eau Claire.
Hi, Trinity. What do you think?
Is it deciding what to eat for dinner?
Deciding what to eat for dinner.
Yeah.
Man, that can definitely cause stress.
That making dinner thing comes up every day, right? Oh, could that be it? It's not what we're looking for. Thank you. Great guess, though.
Call us back, 715-723-2555, courtesy of Badger Steel and Rice Lake, where you're giving away a pair of full event One Fest tickets plus parking.
Boy, people would love to win those. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dylan from Eau Claire.
All right, Dylan, what do you think?
Pets.
Yeah.
When my dog escaped the other day, that definitely caused stress.
Yeah, they sure can cause stress in a variety of ways, but that is not what we're looking for.
Thank you for the call. Call us back, 715-723-2555. 1 in 5 people say what causes them stress.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lori from Fall Creek.
All right, Lori, good to hear from you. What do you think?
I think it's trying to decide what to have for supper.
That was guest like two calls before you. So do you have a backup guest, Lori?
Gosh.
Someone else took yours.
I guess it'd be trying to decide what to wear.
All right, deciding what to wear. Yeah, sure, that can cause stress.
And could, and that is not what we're looking for. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. One in five people say what causes them stress.
Down to our final three guesses here until after 8:15 on WWIB for a pair of One Fest tickets, courtesy of Badger Steel and Rice Lake. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rebecca from Jump River.
Good to hear from you, Rebecca. What do you think?
Children.
Children.
Oh, yeah. Just kids. We love them, but they may cause stress. Could that be it for one in five? Not what we're looking for. Thanks.
It's like that new Forrest Frank song where he's just, you're like, yep, you're a dad of small children. Like, he's just kind of laying it out there. It's like, yeah, the kids are really.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Scott from Halley.
Hey, Scott.
What do you think?
Tests.
Yeah, I'm so thankful I don't have to take those anymore.
Certainly can cause stress. Is that what we're looking for? Sorry, Scott.
One in five people say this causes them stress. We're down to our last guess, right?
Yeah, we are. This is it until after 8:15. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ryan from Eau Claire.
All right, Ryan. What do one in five people say causes them stress?
Money.
That would make sense.
So many great guesses, and that is as good as any so far. However, it's not what we're looking for. Thanks.
Thank you for all the calls. We'll give you another shot after 8:15. Be thinking about that. One in five people say this causes them stress. Chance to win two full Event One Fest tickets courtesy of Badger Steel and Rice Lake. Tuesday trivia try number two here on the WIB Wake Up Show. And two One Fest passes is what we have to give away. These are full Event One Fest tickets with parking courtesy of Badger Steel in Rice Lake. So thank you to Stu and the crew at Badger Steel for sponsoring this prize, and it is yours if you can answer this question at 715-723-2555. One in five people say what causes them stress? One in five people say this causes them stress. What in the world could it be? 715-723-2555.
To the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Elk Mound.
Tammy, good to hear from you. What do you think it is?
Grocery shopping.
Grocery shopping.
Yeah.
Not only the prices, but also just trying to figure out what all you need. And you don't want to make the trip to the store and then forget something.
That's why more and more people are saying, here, I've ordered it. Just shop for me. All right. Could that be it? Sorry.
Thank you, Tammy. Good to hear from Elk Mound.
We have this thing where we kind of break down and tell you why your guess is so good. And then we say you're wrong. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
Hi, Mark. Speak up. What do you got for us today?
How about going to the dentist?
Oh, yeah.
One in five people say this causes them stress.
I've been putting that off here, my friend, and that's not it. Thanks. 723-2555. One in five people say this causes them stress. What is it for pair of full Event One Fest tickets? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Desmond from Altoona.
Hi, Desmond.
What do you think?
Children.
Children.
That was
been guessed. That has it been
was.
Guessed. Yeah. I'm sure that you don't cause your parents any stress whatsoever, Desmond, but we'll give you a backup guess here, bud.
Gas prices.
You know what? You are very ready with that one, and that is an excellent guess.
You're right. That does cause stress, but that is not, unfortunately, what we're looking for.
Here's the thing. I feel like that might be more than one in five of us.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, boy. You think it's going to cost you that much? I'm like, it's going to cost $10 more these days to fill the tank. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Melissa Osseo.
Hi, Melissa Osseo. What do you think?
I think it's driving in the city.
One in five people say this causes them stress. Is it driving in the city?
You know, Caleb, I'm realizing there's a lot of things that cause us stress.
Right.
Could that be it for two One Fest tickets courtesy of Badger Steel? It's not. Sorry.
Thank you, Melissa. Always good to hear from Osseo. 715-723-2555. One in five people say what causes them stress.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Mark and Caleb. It's Linda from Chippewa.
Linda. Hi, Linda from Chippewa. What do you think?
I'm going to say watching the news.
Watching the news.
You're right. A lot of people said give that up. Could that be it, though, for the 2-1 Fest tickets from Badger Steel? I'm sorry, Linda. It's not.
Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. Who's next?
We'll take three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike from La Crosse.
Hey, Mike.
I'm going to guess going over your finances.
Oh. Going over your finances. You kind of look through and it's like, wow, there's too much month and not enough money.
Yeah, that's right. Could that be it for Mike to come to One Fest? Sorry, buddy.
Keep trying. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls again.
Mark, guest number two in this segment. What do you think?
How about opening the mail?
Opening the mail.
Yeah, a lot of us just leave that for our spouse to do. I may do that. Could that be it? It's not. Sorry. Thanks. Wow, I'm outing myself. All right, last guest here this go-around for a pair of OneFest tickets courtesy of Stu and the crew at Badger Steel in Rice Lake. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
August from Altoona.
August. All right. I haven't heard from you before. What's your name? What's your guess, rather?
Cramming in a test at the last minute.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you never do that, right, August?
Sometimes.
He's honest. Yeah. That...
Is it cramming in for a test at the last minute?
Or the way Mark studied in school. That's not it. Sorry, August. Thanks for calling.
Appreciate the call from Altoona. We'll give you another shot at this morning, Tuesday trivia, trying to win your way into OneFest courtesy of Badger Steel in Rice Lake. Give us 20-ish minutes and we'll bring this back.
All right, it's the WIB Wake Up Show. One last chance to win a pair of OneFest tickets, Tuesday trivia, courtesy of Badger Steel.
We are looking forward to OneFest 2026. One of our great coverage sponsors is Badger Steel, and they are offering these two full event OneFest tickets with parking to one of you for our Tuesday trivia this morning. Can we get it solved on a Tuesday? This is the last try. 715-723-2555. 1 in 5 people say this causes them stress. 1 in 5 people say what causes them stress for these full event OneFest tickets, courtesy of Badger Steel and Rice Lake.
My mom was even texting me a guess, and good try, Mom. That wasn't it. I'm not going to say what it was because maybe somebody else will guess it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And I think it's Tammy. Is it Tammy in Elk Mound again?
Yep.
All right, Tammy, what's your guess here?
Your job.
That's a great guess.
1 in 5 of us saying, yeah, just the job causes stress.
There's no question that is... 20% or more. That is not it, though. Thanks.
Thank you, Tammy. 715-723-2555 for Tuesday Trivia here on WWIB.
Just so many things that are in the ballpark. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Say good morning. This is Sherry from Osseo.
Hi, Sherry. Good to hear from you. What do you think?
I don't know if anyone's guessed it yet, but doing your taxes.
I'm looking back. That has not been guessed yet.
Nobody has guessed that yet. Until you just did, unfortunately, that's not what we're looking for.
It would definitely cause stress now if you're doing your taxes when they were due a month ago.
If you owe it. I guess if you didn't know, they don't mind when you do them. Well, you need to do them. But hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Mark, what do you think?
How about loud noises?
Loud noises. Sure, that can cause stress.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I think of the fireworks coming up in the 4th of July, and the dogs get stressed out by that. Could that be it? It's not what we're looking for. Thanks.
1 in 5 of us, 1 in 5 people say this causes them stress.
Are we going to get a winner today, or is this move on to Win It Wednesday? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I got it. Ignacio. Melissa.
All right, Melissa, bring us home. What do you think?
Bills.
They do cause us stress.
Yes, they do.
They do cause us consternation.
Is it 1 in 5 of us? Is it what we're looking for?
It's not.
Thank you, Melissa. 715-723-2555. That was a very confident guess.
I like the confidence. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike from La Crosse again.
Hey, friend, what do you think this time?
Worrying about your health.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Worrying about your health, bringing stress.
That was attached to my mom's text. Could that be it? That's not it. Sorry.
1 in 5 people say what causes them stress for two full event tickets to OneFest plus parking courtesy of Badger Steel and Rice Lake.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Quint from Paul Creek.
All right, what do you think?
I'll say traffic.
Traffic.
Yeah. Somebody said the big city, maybe, or
driving in the big city. Yeah. Someone else said red lights, but now just traffic in general. Lots of people boxing you in.
Sorry.
Not it. Thank you. 715-723-2555.
We'll do 3 more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Mark, what do you think?
How about packing for a trip?
Don't want to forget anything.
For a trip, yeah, you don't want to. That could be stressful, possibly. Just traveling in general can be. That's not it. 2 more tries. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Elk Mound.
All right, Tammy in Elk Mound. She started the segment, the last couple. What do you think?
Relationships.
Yeah, just relationships in general, not a one in particular, but just relationships can be stressful. That is not what we're looking for, though.
One in five people say this causes them stress. Tuesday trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel on WWIB. This is the last guess.
It is.
This morning.
Otherwise, it goes off until after 7:15 tomorrow morning, and you sleep on it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again. Thank
Linda,
you.
Linda, it's all on your shoulders.
I'm thinking, what's that?
It's all on your shoulders. They're going to get the right answer today. What's your guess?
I don't know if it's right. It's probably just thinking about or worrying about getting to an appointment or work on time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, worrying about being someplace on time.
Yeah, that's hard a lot of times. Could that be it? It's not, unfortunately. Sorry, Linda.
All right, Wednesday takes over for Tuesday trivia tomorrow after 7:15. You get another shot at this question. What stresses out one in five of us? One in five people say this causes them stress. For a chance to win those two OneFest tickets courtesy of Badger Steel and Rice Lake. If we don't get it then, we'll start giving you clues.